Hey, look, I'll tell you what. Talk about a man in form.
I'll tell you, bloke who's got the tax man chasing him.
I wonder what Jay Ford thinks. He's been riding in great style. Double yesterday. He's been good enough to join us on the line. Jay, good morning. Congratulations on your form. And Jimmy was asking me this morning, where did Leopari come from? Oh.
Morning, guys. Yeah, he pulled that one out of the woodwork. But he really surged late, didn't he?
Yeah, it's fantastic.
And I don't know what the plan was from Chris or whether he left it up to you, Jay, or what was happening. But you seemed to find the fence and then realise that there was the opportunity there and the horse just exploded, especially that last 100. Did you realise he had that in him?
He has before. He's sort of been a horse who's been a little bit inconsistent, but most of his form, his good form, was over the mile to 2,000 metres. So
right.
On his day, he does have that, but you know, usually we haven't seen that over the shorter trips. But obviously with the good speed yesterday, it played into the hands of a solid miler like Leopari.
Yeah, no, he certainly hit the line. Terrific win in the Civic Stakes. Jay, you did ride two winners yesterday, but you just missed on Destiny's Kiss. And he carried that 61. On the home turn, I thought he might run last in that small field, but you just can't give up on this horse, can you?
No, that's his style. He's only a little fella, but he's got a heart of gold. And, he's in terrific form for a horse who's 9 years old. And just the style of the race yesterday probably was against us a little bit with the big weight on his back. The leader was able to get away with some cheap sectionals and then sort of drop us around the bend. And he hit his customary flat spot. But the last 300 metres, he really rallied strong to the line. And we just ran out of time to pick him up. But in defeat, he was very gallant.
Mm. Tornado Gal was your other winner that Ray mentioned in race five. How important was the gate in this one, Jay? Because you out of gate two, just found the fence straight away and pretty much put the horse to sleep.
Yeah, look, she's quite a nice horse, very progressive. She's won three on end now, and obviously she'd skipped a few grades to go to Saturday grade yesterday. But from that gate, it just gave us the option to ride her as we pleased.
Mm.
We were able to just put her straight to sleep, three back on the fence, and to pick our way through them. And she was dominant again, so she's got plenty of upside, and she'll only continue, I think. The best is ahead of her. In another 6 or 12 months, you're going to see a horse who probably could nearly end up at sort of stakes level.
Yeah, no, she's flying. As are you, Jay. 10 winners in the 7 days, including the double yesterday. Jimmy was asking me, how do you quantify a jockey being in form? Is it more about the horse? But I think a jockey, it's much like a sportsman, isn't it, Jay? You get in a zone and things just seem to happen for you, whether it's confidence. Can you explain it, Jay?
Yeah, no, 100% what you just said. Obviously, you've got to get on the right cattle and, you ride a few winners and you grow in confidence. And like you said, things just happen for you. So it's been a very good week. And I wish there was a few more weeks like that.
So if that's the case, Jay, you can you convince yourself, or part of the job is convincing yourself that you are in form and maybe playing tricks with yourself and giving yourself confidence when perhaps results haven't suggested that it should be there?
Sometimes. Like, it's like anything in any profession. You have your runs, your good runs, your bad ones. But I suppose I've been around long enough now that, there's plenty of ups and downs and you just sort of stick to what you know and you keep turning up and doing your best and those things, change and turn and the luck changes for you eventually.
Mm. Yeah, no, I'll keep riding that wave. Hey, Jay, a rare Sunday off for you. I know you love your footy. Is that what you try and do when you get a rare Sunday afternoon off?
Yeah, pretty much. That's about it. Watch the footy and just spend time with my daughter and do things around the house and mow lawns and
all those things.
Just like any other normal guy.
hang on a minute. You've been out all week riding winners. Now you've gone home. You're looking after the kids and mowing the lawns. You are husband/father of the year, Jay Ford.
If I could have it my way, I'd be at home every day. But I got to go out and pay the bills.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Absolutely. Well, your form's been outstanding. Congratulations on that. Well done yesterday, the couple of winners. And I really appreciate your time on a Sunday morning.
Thanks, guys.